All right, we're talking to Cassie Happy from Wallet Hub, talking about the best and worst sports cities in the US. How are you, Cassie?
I'm good, Russ. How are you?
Good. All right. So let's talk about, I guess, the best one first, Los Angeles. Why are they the best?
So, what's really interesting about this particular study that we did is it's kind of the culmination of multiple studies we've done throughout the year. So, we looked at football rankings, basketball rankings, baseball, soccer, and hockey. And then we took all of that, compared them, and came up with the best overall. So, with Los Angeles, they did really well when it came to their basketball and their soccer rankings from our previous studies.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, yeah, and I see LA is number one for basketball. I would think that the folks in Boston would have something to say about that, but we could talk about that. The only thing is, when you talk about fans, there's no metric for leaving a game early. And that's what the East Coast fans are going to say about those LA fans.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any way to gauge that. I guess we could put someone in the stadium to start taking count, but
Yeah. So now I'm in the Philadelphia area. I'm in New Jersey, but I'm in the Philly area. And so now I need to bring up Philadelphia because I see that they're seventh overall, and they might be able to live with that. But I think the one that Philly fans will not be able to live with is that they're not in the top 10 for football.
And I can understand that. The important thing to keep in mind with these studies is we looked at it both on the professional level and on the college level. So that contributed to some of the rankings. For instance, I'm from Minnesota, so I was surprised to see that we ranked as low as we did on the hockey one because, we're known as the state of hockey. So you would think we would be in the top there. So, but when you
Well,
look
you
at
have
it
Minnesota
with,
Duluth, you have the Gophers, like you have a lot of hockey college-wise too. That is weird.
but it really comes down to we take a lot of metrics into consideration when we come up with these rankings. Some of them are weighted heavier than others, and some of them are really just there to be those tiebreakers to come up with the final rankings. So, stadium quality and capacity, those are things that you might not really think of when you're talking about the best cities for sports fans, but we took that into consideration for our rankings.
Okay, I could see that. As an offshoot, I happen to notice because tomorrow I'll be covering a hockey game in Princeton, and I saw for the smaller cities that Princeton was in there. And I was curious on the smaller city side, how do those metrics work?
So we use the same metrics. We just broke down the rankings based on the population size for the cities to give a better sense of the really great cities, especially in the mid-size and small categories that might get lost in the overall rankings, but they really excel at, other things like college sports or the semi-professional smaller leagues. So that's why we broke it up by, large, mid-size, and small.
Okay. One that I just noticed that I have to ask you about for hockey. So,
Yes.
since you know a little bit of hockey, I see that Newark is eighth. I'm surprised that Newark is eighth simply because, if we're just talking about pros, because there's no college in Newark, at least none that I can think of. I'm surprised because the Devils, like attendance-wise, don't do as well as, let's say, Raleigh, the Hurricanes, and the Hurricanes are two spots lower. So that surprised me.
Yes, I'm looking at our results for the specifically the hockey cities. And Newark did really well when it came to fan engagement on social media. That's one category they ranked eighth overall. And then the other one is kind of, again, one of those metrics that you don't really think about, the stadium accessibility.
Okay.
They ranked really well
Yeah,
with
because it's right off
that.
the train there, so that's easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, to get to the I've been to all of these other Sunrise and Raleigh, and yeah, you got to really drive to them. So, okay, that makes sense. Devils fans probably won't be as mad now at you. So now we talk about New York, and number one in baseball makes sense. But their overall's pretty good. I thought it would be a little higher, though. I'll just be honest. I'm originally from New York. I would think it would have beaten Pittsburgh. I'm a little shocked at that.
And again, I feel this really goes back to the fact that we look at things in a very holistic sense,
Yeah.
not just based on the team's performance. It's really based on the city and the amenities and how it can cater to the fans.
Right. Okay. So I guess ultimately it looks like the Steelers are beating the Jets and the Giants, and that's probably why they have the better ranking. Although the Penguins seem to be beating the Rangers and Islanders too. So, yeah, I guess those two sports carried it heavy. Little surprising. And then we have Massachusetts. Massachusetts went really high.
Yes, they did. So let's take a look here and see. As far as hockey goes, what we saw for Boston in particular was that they have, high performing team by the stats. And in addition to that, when you look at it on the college level, Boston has three NCAA teams.
Yeah, they're
So they
loaded.
rank, yep. So they had the advantage there as far as their metrics go, because we had more data to work with. Like they had the highest number of Hall of Fame coaches at a college level with
Okay.
four coaches. So there again, it's where, since we looked at it from such a holistic standpoint, there were kind of these metrics that where states stood out the most, are metrics that you don't really consider. So, for Boston, you wouldn't really think, oh, they've got, great college hockey because they've got, more coaches in the past 10 seasons or less coaches in the past 10 seasons, that
Right.
sort of thing.
Okay. And just from your perspective, what were some things that stood out to you, whether it was a big city, little city, that surprised you when you went over everything?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily surprising, but what I thought was really interesting with this study is that with breaking it down by the city sizes, you got to see where smaller cities like, Clemson, who ranked number one, that's a city that before this study I hadn't necessarily even really heard of them because I'm not a big sports buff.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to college sports, I can't say I follow college sports, but
Gotcha.
cities like that where I didn't realize they had such a strong, sports culture for not having a professional team. And I think that's the really interesting thing with this study is seeing cities that do really well considering the circumstances. They might not have the biggest professional teams or the biggest stadiums that you think of, but they excel in other ways.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for stopping by and giving us this information. I'll have it posted on my website, but also, it's fun to hear about. Thank you.
Thank you.